Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
The pandemic has brought on many unique challenges, things that we've never seen before.
Right.
You and I have our own particular challenges being in the radio industry. We know our small businesses struggle right now at this time, but you know who else is having a tough time? Postal workers. So they've found that the rate of dog attacks on postal workers has skyrocketed this summer because more homeowners are home with their dogs, and the dogs are being more protective of their homeowners and starting to attack our Canada Post workers. I'm not laughing. I'm just saying, well, I'm kind of snickering at it because it's always been kind of a comical battle between dogs and postal workers, right? It's always been like almost like a cartoon kind of battle, but it's legit. Like, it's a legit thing. It's a legit danger that they face.
So they're being more protective because the people are at home?
That's what they're saying. Yeah. So Canada Post is asking you to really watch your pets and watch your dogs around postal workers right now. And see, that's a job that I've always thought would be really, really great. Well, not... I've always thought it would be really great, but then I also think, man, it would really suck. It would have its times. Like, being a postal worker, you get to walk everywhere. So you get to burn off the, you know, you get to get a little exercise every
huge
day.
Huge calves.
Right, yeah. You don't ever see a fat postal worker.
You don't see the postal workers have the best legs.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. You don't really have to deal with people. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay, you walk up the driveway, but 9 times out of 10... people aren't really upset to
Or you just go to the box now.
Yeah, well, that too. Right, exactly. But you got to be a well-organized person. That's something I'm not. And also in the winter, it would suck because it would be really cold then. But I guess if you dress for it, it's fine.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We'll often judge celebrities for getting cosmetic work done or dyeing their hair. But then something like this happens where pictures are leaked of Ozzy Osbourne with gray hair. Mm-hmm. And everybody's making fun of Ozzy for having gray hair. He is 71 years
old.
He's
in his 70s.
All right? If he doesn't have gray hair, that should be weird. So let's leave Ozzy alone. Yeah, Ozzy's getting a little old. He's had a rough couple years. I think he deserves to get a little gray hair.
He should have been dead 20 years ago. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's be honest. Right. So I'm happy to have Ozzy around with gray hair.
Gray hair you
wanna,
or not, yeah.
You want to live longer? Well, here's what you do. You give your money away. Scientists in the Netherlands have found a direct connection between the amount of money people give away and how long they live. They found France and Japan have the longest life expectancy and the highest number of average personal money transfers.
Huh.
And also people in China and Turkey give away 44% to 48% of their income on a yearly basis.
Yeah, personal transfers. That doesn't mean it was given to a charity.
You don't have to give money to charity. Like
just
a charity,
people?
Just to people, like people in your family,
friends. I give money to people all the time. They're called bill collectors, plumbers.
That doesn't count.
Mechanics.
That doesn't count.
Well, what the hell does count then?
Well, that's
services.
So
without rendering services.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's just silly. That's just being bad with your money.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When I was emceeing the Sheepdogs concert, I was on the roof there a few weeks ago.
Right.
I was talking with the guy who was running the stage, and he goes around North America, actually internationally with Kiss and stuff. And he was saying how this pandemic has really hit the music world really bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even the Sheepdogs went up and said, hey, we were supposed to be at the Junos. We were supposed to open up for the Black Keys.
Sure.
I guess the tour manager for Travis Scott, who's
performed at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. His tour manager's now working the floor at the Home Depot in Atlanta.
Wow.
Like, he's a floor manager. Now, I don't know his financial history, like why he...
Yeah, maybe he's not the best with money.
But still, this comes out today. We might run out of musicians. A survey in over in Britain, 64% of professional musicians are thinking about quitting and getting a new line of work because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Musicians have lost, like I alluded to, 87% of their bookings, or an average of $25,000 to $30,000 over there, euros, I guess, income.
Well, that's the thing, too. A lot of us assume, well, musicians, they're fine. Like, you're thinking that every musician is like the Rolling Stones and Metallica.
No.
They're not. A lot of these musicians are just barely making, they weren't making a living before all of this.
Well, that's the thing. It's those kind of musicians that, you know, they can do their home things and sit around and whatever because they're established. It's the younger ones that are...
Well, no, it's not even that.
Not
man.
Even that, yeah.
It's a lot of the older bands that are like just cover bands that play bars and just, you know, make a couple grand extra a month off of this thing. And and now that's stopped. And then you've got the small music venues. You've got like venues like The Exchange and The Artesian and places like that that once they open, I beg of you to get out there and support the local music scene
as
much as you can.
I hope that's what happens in all this. And you and I have talked about this before. We both kind of took concerts for granted because it's part of our job.
Totally.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, a lot of us just take entertainment for granted. Mm-hmm. Anything. Going to a movie, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's true.
Anything. Now I got to sit at home and pay $20 for Bill and Ted.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Are dictionaries still sold? I know we've got dictionary.com.
Well, it's all done online now. But yeah, I think they are. I mean, I don't know. Do kids still buy them for class? Because that used to be a thing, too.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they just announced a bunch of big updates, a ton of new words and revisions of old words. For instance, they've replaced homosexual with gay.
Okay.
Because it gets rid of the implication of a medical diagnosis, sickness, or pathology. So there you go.
Okay.
Also, they added a bunch of great terms, slang terms. Am I right?
Am I right, like all one word now?
A-M-I-R-I-T-E.
Ugh.
Am I right? Like, you know.
That's silly, yeah, but okay.
D-G-A-F.
DG, don't give up.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, okay, so they added this one, swole.
Yeah, like I'm swole. Yeah, like, getting jacked at the gym,
but
I'm swole.
Who knew the Rock would factor into this? Because another word they added was jabroni. defined
like
as, quote, a stupid, foolish, or loser.
See, but I'm fine with that because that's an actual word. Am I right is three words, and then they spell the last one incorrectly.
Yeah, and am I right?
And put them all together as one.
Yeah, and am I right? If you want to say I should always be capitalized, but it's not in this word. It's like, am I right?
Well, but am I right is technically a sentence.
Yeah. We're so lazy, we just throw it into a word now.
And you and I are just horrible at grammar, and we know this.
Yeah.
But whatever, the dictionary is always looking to make headlines.
You can bet coming up here, because of texting, the word because will be shortened to just cuz.
Oh, yeah.
C-U-Z.
Not only that, but it's also a relative.
And a wife and a sister and a cousin.
Yeah,
right?
Whoever you want to call cuz. I know. Come on, let's just...
I know.
Can we go back to be... Like, why? Since when is the dictionary... Like, it's trying to be cool.
I know, that's the
dictionary.
The thing,
the dictionary is like... Your 65-year-old uncle who goes up to your kids and goes, hey, what's up, cuz?
I'm woke.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Would you be cool with your significant other calling the owner of the company you work for and complaining about how your boss is treating you?
Why?
Tom Brady knows how this feels. You see, according to a new book called The Dynasty, Gisele Bündchen went off on the Patriots owner Robert Kraft about how coach Bill Belichick was mistreating Tom back in 2017. See, Belichick, what he did is he banned Tom Brady's personal trainer, you know, the TB12 guy, from coming on the sidelines and the plane. He banned him from the facility, the sidelines, and coming on the plane on the road.
Uh-huh.
So Gisele, she said it was ridiculous that after all these years, Belichick still treated Tom like, quote, effing Johnny Foxborough, not like the most accomplished quarterback in league history.
Mm.
But the best part of this story, I'm trying to picture how this goes down. Tom Brady was actually there
in the
room
while
Gisele dressed down Robert Kraft.
Wow.
Now, she went on to say that it's time in the best interest of the family for us to make some changes. So you can see right there, Tom Brady, who is not the breadwinner in his family.
No, not at all.
Not even close?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's there. His wife made the decision eventually to leave New England. That's why he's in Tampa.
Well, that's what I'm like. They have an interesting dynamic because a lot of people think, well, Tom Brady, the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history.
Greatest.
He's got to be the breadwinner in the family, but not even close.
No.
Giselle makes so much more money than Tom Brady that it's almost laughable how much money she makes compared to Tom Brady, because she's this Brazilian supermodel who's got all these clothing lines. She's a billionaire.
Oh, she can talk to Robert
Kraft like that because she probably has close to as much money as Robert Kraft.
Now Kraft said he was not surprised, apparently, in the book by how they felt about Belichick, but he was surprised they left New England. So it's going to be interesting to see who does better this year. Do Tom and Giselle do better in Tampa, or does Belichick do better with Cam Newton in New England?
I don't know. All I do know is that it doesn't really matter. They're probably all going to get along just fine.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Parents with at least one child under the age of 18 at home during the pandemic are more likely to use alcohol to cope with the stress. They found that a lot of folks are having at least one drink a day when they maybe wrap things up at the end of the evening or whatever it is. It's a stressful situation, man, being at home with your kids all the time.
Is it, though? Come on.
What do you mean? Come on.
To force you to drink every day? Come on, no.
Well, it doesn't force you to drink every day. It's just this is something that a lot of people will do.
Convenient excuse.
So I've backed off of the booze.
Yeah.
But I will say that in March and April, I was a drink-a-day guy. I would sit down at night. We'd put cash to bed, and I would sit and have a whiskey. Every single night.
Okay,
I would sit down with my Maple Crown.
That didn't have so much to do with cash as maybe work.
It had to do with everything. And that's, I guess maybe that's the thing. The kids, it's just an added stress.
Yeah.
So, and also you worry for your kids because you're like, oh my God, this is the world that I'm bringing them into. And then you grab a glass and hear the tinkle of ice in the glass and a little
bit
of whiskey in there.
Don't worry, kid, it's all going to be okay. Soon as you get dad another drinky-poo.
No, I can't get the kid's too young to do that yet.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know. I always tell him, hey, two fingers, not four. I don't have that big a problem.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
It's the Would You Rather edition here on Everyday Q&A with Chad and Ballsy. Guys, would you rather go to a movie or supper alone?
Oh, a movie alone, for sure. There's the distraction of the movie. Nobody's going to see you sitting there like a gomer by yourself, piling through spaghetti like a depressed human being.
I say movies, too, especially now when it's got to be social distance. It's probably the way to go. But
yeah, you can just say, I was doing my part, bringing less people.
That's right. Hey, would you guys rather explore space or the ocean? I could care less about space. Mm-hmm. I want to be down in a submarine, the depth, the bottom of the floor there in the ocean, checking things out.
Yeah.
How about you?
I will drown for sure, so I'm going space.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. This is a good one. Would you guys rather be on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator? It's a good one.
Like stuck on a ski lift or stuck in an elevator? Oh, a ski lift, for sure, because at least I can see what's going on.
I've been in both, or on one and
really?
In both. Yeah, I've been stuck in an elevator and...
Stuck on a ski lift.
Well, the ski lift, there was a problem on the gondola when I went up in Banff there, I'm scared of heights.
Oh, that one I wouldn't want to be stuck on because you're trapped in a little box like that.
But you're enclosed on a ski lift, you're not. You're kind of out there.
That's fine, because I'd rather not be enclosed. I'm claustrophobic.
I'd go with the, like for me, it was the gondola in Banff because you can see things, although it was kind of a windy day up there.
Well, that's not the question, but okay, you can make up all the answers.
Okay, I'll go. I'm not going to be in a broken elevator because I'll be stuck with a guy like you with bad gas.
For sure.
I'm going to be on a ski lift.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I know when I was a kid, I always loved getting the back to school supplies. Like that was a big day. That was a big moment. It's like, okay, this is what I'm going into a fresh new school year with, right? And my go-to was always a good geometry set because it really, if school is a prison, it's the shank of the school prison system.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
Like, it was always one of those things where you, because I was easily distracted. I don't know if that's a shocker to you, but, you know, I'd sit there and just, like, stab an eraser all class with it.
You're 100% right. Like, yeah. That you need in St. Catherine and Glen Cairn, you needed that geometry set. That was a
I bet.
Two things.
That's how you picked your locker. Anyway, let's go through some listener suggestions first.
Yeah.
Some great ones. Shauna says new binders and a new backpack were her favorite school supplies because she had nothing better to do. She would pack and unpack her backpack for weeks leading up to the beginning of the school year. A new set of Crayola crayons. But the reason they were great when they were new was because they were sharpened and they were all perfect.
And the smell.
And they were all in, and the smell, and they were all in order, and everything was great.
100%.
Heather Geis says, pens, not the cheap Bic ones, the smooth Papermate ones with the grips, the blue ink, the medium tip. New jackets and shirts, another one thrown out there. New 5-star zipper binder. Oh, you were a rich kid for sure. Mm. The zipper binder, come on. That was a classic, too, yeah.
Mine was running shoes and liquid paper. I love the smell of liquid paper.
Of course you did. You know, that's a problem, right?
I love that. No, it's not a problem.
That's probably not. That's...
If you don't get caught, it's not a problem. I love liquid paper, and I love my new running shoes.
Yeah, you were the kid running around gym class playing floor hockey with a blob of white underneath your nose.
That's right.
I just make lots of spelling errors, you guys.
It's fun. Is that Grand Fuhr?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.